A study out today makes the case for scrapping admission fees to art museums. But as NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, going free does not make sense for all museums.
High entry fees are a major reason why people don't go to art museums. Homer Simpson pushed back against any fee in this 1998 episode of The Simpsons.
What do you mean by suggested donation?
Pay any amount you wish, sir.
And what if I wish to pay zero?
A new study from the think tank ReMuseum suggests most museums should be free. Stephen Riley is the founding director.
Museums are not businesses. They're philanthropic institutions providing a public good for people.
Riley says if that good is providing public access to art, then museums should be focusing on getting more of the public through their doors.
The critical question is, what do museums want to subsidize? Do they want to subsidize more art storage, or do they want to subsidize more access for visitors?
And to get more visitors, free is the magic number. ReMuseum's analysis of more than 150 art museums shows that institutions that do not charge admission have a cost per visitor that's around $10 less than those that do. This is particularly true for the many museums in small to mid-sized municipalities. Among them, the Wichita Art Museum in Kansas. Molly McPherson is its director and CEO.
Going to free admission was the right thing for us to do.
McPherson says the museum did away with its $10 standard entry fee in 2023. The fee amounted to only 1% of the museum's operating budget.
Before, certainly we had attendance at big special events, not necessarily people in the galleries looking at the art. Now we have a steady stream every day.
But nixing entry tickets doesn't make sense for all museums. Like, say, if you're the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York, and a quarter of your budget comes from ticket sales. General admission is $30. Scott Rothkopf is the director.
On the one hand, that might seem expensive and out of reach to some people. On the other hand, it's still a heavily subsidized price.
Rothkopf says the museum relies on sources like its donors and endowment to make up the difference. Yet the Whitney also offers discounts, such as free admission for anyone 25 and under. Rothkopf says these grant-funded programs are successful in reaching new audiences.
Free admission has been a real driver we've seen in increasing the youth of our audience.
Rothkopf says the Whitney has no plans to abandon entry fees entirely, and the ReMuseum study doesn't offer solutions for how museums that do decide to stop charging admission might make up for the income loss. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.